Blackstone Audio presents Dear Heart, I Hate You by Jay Sterling. This book is read by Jason Clark and Aaron Mallon.
Prologue. Jules. I didn't plan on him, or for him, or anything that had to do with Cal Donovan from Boston. Meeting him was a surprise, taking me completely off guard. I met new people every day in my line of work, and none of them affected me. Wasn't that the way of things, though? You could meet 1,000 people, and none of them would mean anything to you. But then you'd meet one, and suddenly they meant everything. I was a self-professed workaholic, so everyone in my life knew I didn't date. It wasn't entirely intentional on my part. I just didn't make men a priority at this point in my life. But that wasn't to say that if I met someone who intrigued me, I wouldn't give it a shot, because I absolutely would. But therein lay the rub. Few guys sparked my interest and managed to hold it. And that was perfectly fine with me. Work came first, and I wasn't about to apologize for that or feel bad about it. Not even to my ex-boyfriend, Brandon, when he broke up with me over 2 years ago, because I spent too much time at the office, and he felt I should have been focusing at least a smidgen of my time and attention on him. He had played the role of the supportive boyfriend at first, telling me how proud he was of my ambition and accomplishments. But all the while, his resentment secretly brewed until it exploded from him one night as we sat in his living room. To say I'd been taken off guard and shocked by his anger would be an understatement. I had no idea he'd grown so spiteful. Brandon hadn't been entirely wrong in his frustrations, but even his leaving didn't make me want to change my priorities. All I'd felt when he was breaking up with me, delivering a speech he'd clearly practiced more than once, was a sense of relief. My heart leaped at the idea of focusing on my career without taking anyone else's desires or feelings into consideration. Oh, the freedom I looked forward to experiencing, and the complete absence of guilt. Yes, that might sound harsh, but I wanted to build a name for myself in the high-end real estate market, and I couldn't do that by dividing my time. Or maybe I could have. The point was that I didn't want to, and Brandon reminded me of that. Besides, when did making yourself your number one priority become such a horrible thing? Men focused on their careers all the time, and that was completely acceptable. But not for a woman. Not for me. I learned fairly quickly after the Brandon breakup that men didn't like being second on a woman's priority list, and they seemed to be intimidated by a motivated female, calling me things like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?